Hello, welcome, 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 welcome. My name is Kevin. I am here for the fans when we're doing our Celebrity Big Brother cast preview. I'm here tonight with Kylie and introducing to the For the Fans community is my good friend, CJ Lee. What's going on, CJ, man?
Chilling. How's it going?
So for those that don't know, CJ and I have done another podcast together. And so when Kylie asked me to do some Big Brother coverage this season, there was only one person I had to talk to. One of my very good friends for the last, 16, 17 years. Had to bring him in here. Yeah, bring him in here to cover some Big Brother. So, tell people what you know about some Big Brother, man.
So, I watched the very first season of Big Brother. I remember when Curtis spent a lot of time on the block that season. And then didn't watch for a while. Watched when I started living with Kevin. Mm-hmm. And watched most seasons until the people I liked got voted out. But, you know, we started watching again a few years ago, and now I'm in. So, this will be my first Celebrity Big Brother. But I'm excited to watch all of these crazy people get after it.
Perfect, perfect. Kylie, everyone knows you. You've been here for the fans for forever. You're the originator, the starter of this thing.
The OG.
What OG, you and Trisha, what is your Big Brother, especially your Celebrity Big Brother connection?
Yeah, so I mean, I've watched every season of Big Brother since I was in high school, and love the Celebrity Big Brothers. Like, you're like, okay, you know, these people are going to suck. No, they get in the house for 3 weeks and they're entertaining. Love the first two seasons. Very excited that they were able to bring it back. Didn't think it was going to happen again, but I guess they decided, you know, to come up with something to rival against the Olympics. So Even if it's an every 4 year thing, I'm okay with it. I'm happy for it to be here.
You know, I didn't expect ever to see Celebrity Big Brother again. I thought it was gone, right? Especially after season two, it didn't seem like it did too well. So I was shocked when Julie announced at the end of this past season of Big Brother that Celebrity was going to be coming back. That was just a shock to me.
Well, Celebrity is out of sight, out of mind. And half the time we joke about how horrible of a host Julie is. I thought she was just kidding. Or maybe she messed up.
she got the wrong cue card. Like, she didn't know that the show was canceled. But no, here it is.
Yeah, what? This is from 5 years ago, girl. What you reading?
Yeah, she probably said the wrong thing. They're like, oh, man, now we got to put the whole thing together.
What if she grabbed the cue card? She was like, we want to congratulate Josh on winning tonight. And make sure you check out Celebrity Big Brother, Josh Martinez, beating Paul. Wait, oh, wrong season. That was
it. Damn it. I mean, that'd be great to see Paul come back lose for a third time.
would they count here? I guess they would be sort of a celebrity, but we do not have Paul on this season. Just to give you guys a little background, I have been watching Big Brother since season two, but I fell off and then I came back for eight, and I've watched continuously from eight till now. In terms of Celebrity, I watched a couple episodes, but nothing too intense. But after Kylie asked me to cover Big Brother, I knew that Celebrity was going to have to be on the docket. I'm going to be here for this. I'm going to be here for this coming summer. We'll be here all summer long. But we're starting today with the cast preview with the Celebrity cast. Kylie, I was about to ask you.
Celebrity.
I know there was tons and tons and tons of rumors about who was going to be on this cast. When Kylie, when you were seeing the cast, how many of them did you get right in your guesses?
So, I mean, since the beginning, you know, we're supposed to be getting New York. We're supposed to be getting Lance Bass. We're supposed to get Boston Rob or Johnny Bananas. These are the names that we hear every single time, and we still don't have them. And, you know, Julie dropped her little clues and was this person was a member of a boy band that took the 90s by storm. I was like, holy shit, we really are going to get Lance Bass. Not quite.
No, oh, I thought you were going to get Jordan Knight.
Nope, none of that. Oh. We're going to have Chris Kirkpatrick. The only one that I thought would be here and is here is Todrick Hall. Todrick Hall, I was pretty sure after he hosted Big Brother 23 and a half, where everybody was at his house. CJ, I know CJ is not in the BB streets on the Twitter. Did you see Big Brother 23 and a half?
Nope.
So after the cookouts, dominating win this past summer, Tiffany, Hannah, and the rest of them basically stayed at Todrick's house for 2 weeks in LA. Out. They lived there. Wow. They included a couple BB Can people. It was Derek was there. Hannah was there. Kylan, Tiffany, Ozzy was there for a little bit. Derek F was there for a little bit. Claire ended up showing up. And then that's when it came out that Claire and Derek were dating, because that didn't come out. They did a whole spread with US Weekly. They nice. Did a whole spread with that, because that's why she flew back out. It was a whole thing. It was a whole to-do. And they all lived at Todrick's house for like 3 weeks.
Wait, I have questions. Yeah, I thought Hannah was in the Derek and Claire.
See, CJ don't be in these streets. CJ don't be in these Twitter streets. Circle. No, man. So, Claire's bisexual, and she has been dating Derek since they were in the jury house, and they're still dating now. They just had some Instagram posts this past week of him in LA, and she's in LA, and you know, that's what's going on. Hannah's over here dancing and on Todrick's tour or something. There, you know, it's still going on, man.
Hannah was like a medical student.
She's doing the both.
She's pursuing some interests right now.
Yes. She's
like pursuing her future.
That is her future, man. She's 20. She's like 22. Let her live her life, man. Get off. Tell her to, come on, man.
Yeah. Let her live medical her school's life. Always
there. I'm just saying she should finish before she becomes an influencer.
This is her chance to dance in Todrick Hall's his tour. She's going on tour with him. It's dope.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about the Celebrity Big Brother cast. Let's get this back on track. There are 11 names on this cast. We have Carson Kressley, Chris Kattan, Chris Kirkpatrick, Cynthia Bailey, Lamar Odom, Misha Tate, Shayna Mokler, Teddy Mellencamp, Todd Bridges, and Todrick Hall. A lot of names. I realize I'm getting old because I know like a good eight or nine of these people. Right? So I knew I'm getting old.
Right?
Which made me more excited about it because I was like, oh, usually there's not too many people I know. The only ones I don't really know, I don't know too much about the Real Housewife. We have a Real Housewife one here. I think there's a couple of them. We have a couple boy banders, a couple older SNL people.
Yep.
Man, I remember when Chris Kattan was on SNL. That's how old I am. And we have them all here. Well, let's start off. We're going to go in alphabetical order. We're going to start off here with Carson Kressley. There he is right here covering CJ's face. And there's a picture of him. Carson Kressley, you know him from Queer Eye for the straight guy. He's been on How to Look Good Naked and owns Carson Nation, as well as a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race. Carson Kressley's been out there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was part of the original Fab Five.
Yeah, and I feel like he did like a Celebrity Apprentice also. So I mean, he's like not a stranger to the reality TV streets.
He's been on The Chase. He was on Worst Cooks in America. He knows how to do these competition shows. He was on Dancing with the Stars too. He was on Dancing with the Stars too. I don't know. He's done them all. It was only a matter of time before he hit the BB, the celeb BB streets. If he was running the circuit, how do you guys think Carson's gonna do on this?
He's not gonna win.
Right? Okay.
All right, that's out the way. We got that out the way.
So
I don't think Carson Kressley's gonna win either. No,
I don't think he's gonna win. But like, he's pretty personable.
Mm-hmm.
I think his social game will be strong. I don't see how he wins a competition.
Okay.
Maybe a memory comp, but like, I don't think he's going to win. And because I don't think he's going to win, where do you fit in? Do you just latch on to somebody else who's stronger than you? Because I don't see many friends in this house for him.
Yeah, I think he's a personality. Like, I think we're going to get a lot of him on our screen as long as he's there. He's going to probably drive a lot of the narrative because he's going to give good sound clips. But, yeah, I don't know what his familiarity is with Big Brother. I don't think it's super great. So, I just kind of picture him like, oh, yeah, making, just completing the circuit of the celebrity reality shows, checking one off the list.
So I agree with you guys. When I see Carson Kressley, and I've seen him on other things, I get a lot of personality. Like you said, he's nothing but personality the whole time. That's what he's here for. He's here to give us the takes. He's here for takes. That's really what he's here for. And
yeah.
I think we're going to be getting a lot of takes from him. He's going to be talking about fashion. I think we're going to lean into the queer eye, the queer eye for the straight guy aspect of him. I could see him definitely working with a couple people in this house. I see him having a quick kinship with Todrick, both of them being gay men. I could definitely see him having a friendship with Lamar, just being like Lamar is just a chill dude, and he's just going to be
kind of an opposites attract type situation.
I really
see Lamar like being so down to earth and like easy to get along with. So I can kind of see that.
Carson's going to be the donkey to his Shrek, if you will.
I thought Carson was going to be best friends with Todd Bridges, and then whenever Carson goes out, Todd's going to be like, wait, he's gay? I didn't even know.
I had no clue. I didn't even see that coming. Shocked him.
Right.
I can see that happening. I think the Lamar connection is going to be, I can see Carson really getting along with one of these housewives.
Or
all of those things.
Which
or not
ideal.
Kylie's here for drama.
Yeah. I mean, like, I want there to be some rivalries. I want some people to hate each other.
But like, I don't see Carson as the one that's in a fight.
I don't think so. I could definitely see a screaming match.
I'm seeing this in the future.
Yeah, I could definitely see a screaming match happening here. Because out of frustration than anything else, at Carson, he's 5'10", but he's age 52. I think he's gonna be okay in competitions. We're not gonna be watching him like hang on any walls or nothing. He's a little tall for that, but I think like if you gotta like go find a letter and like wipe some stuff off and like spell Tektronics, you know what I'm saying? I think we could see something like that happen for Carson.
Maybe.
Carson Kressley.
Maybe. Possibly. I think you're being generous.
I think I probably am, but it's fine. I have a question for you guys.
I mean, y'all didn't watch Celebrity Big Brother the past two seasons, but like I see him being like the non-strategic version of Ross. I mean,
okay.
He's going to give you like the great gay man, big character vibes, but Ross was a super fan and really drove the strategy of season one. And I just don't think we get that from him. But, I see him kind of filling that role.
I can see that. I can give you that. Something that we have to equate for, and we will equate for on this show today. Over under, is it over 50% chance that Carson quits? Does he quit this game?
I'll take the under.
Do you take the under? I think I'll take the under as well. I think Carson is a veteran of the celebrity games shows. He was on The Chase. He was on Worst Cooks in America. I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. I think he understands what he signed up for, and I think he'll make it through because that's how you get that check.
Yeah, there's definitely a runner on this cast, and he's not it. There's one that's going to quit. Like,
each person we're going to go through, we're going to go over or under 50% chance that they quit this game, because that's something you have to, you know, account for here on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
Next up, that you take the under. We're all taking the under on Carson. Well, I'm excited to see what his game looks like. Next up, though, we have from SNL, from Night of the Roxbury and many other movies, we have Chris Kattan. Here he is. That's what he looks like, looking very suave in this photo. Mm-hmm. Chris Kattan, he, like I said, SNL, celebrity impersonator, voice on Aqua Teen Hunger Force in the Nancy Drew movie. Not so much on the, not so much doing the celebrity circuit, though. The celebrity circuit. Are y'all surprised to see Chris Kattan here? Because I am. I did not.
Yeah, because I had forgot about him until this morning when I saw this cast preview.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a little bit of a surprise. Like, you know, we haven't heard his name dropped anywhere. And so, like you said, he's not like a, you know, reality TV show whore where we see him all the time. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a shock. And I think it's a really good get, honestly, like, because he is a name that a lot of people do recognize, you know, like in our age bracket of, you know, like that's what we grew up on Saturday Night Live is, you know, like him and Will Ferrell mm-hmm. rocking it out. So I'm here for it.
I agree. Listen, of all the names on the list, other than the Housewives, this was the most shocking to me because of all the things you guys just said. And to me, Chris Kattan, other than Lamar Odom, is, because I feel like all athletes like that won championships and like were instrumental to their championship teams are like actual celebrities. That's how I feel about it. But outside of Lamar, Chris Kattan is the biggest celebrity on here, in my opinion, because of the historical.
He's a legitimate celebrity.
Yes,
he has the most crossover appeal. You're right.
Yes. And that's why when the cast came out, I was like, Chris Kattan. And I said it just like that. Chris Kattan. That was not the comedian I expected to be here. I mean, in the past, we've had the likes of like Tom Green on here.
Tom Green was fantastic. Fantastic.
Tom Green is much really more, though, what I expect.
Out Pope here.
I don't think Chris is gonna. I don't think Chris is gonna even be here that long. I don't think personally.
He's the funny guy, but I feel like he's going to be one of the first ones that go up because everyone's like, he's funny, but like there's no substance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about him like personally, like, you know, I have no opinion on him except like I enjoyed him on SNL back in the day.
He did compete on Dancing with the Stars for one season. He was the first celebrity dancer eliminated, so he wasn't there for long. And I don't think he's here for long. I think he ends up, I don't know what his background is with Big Brother. I don't know if he's a big fan. There's a couple of big fans on this cast or like connections to big fans, and he ain't one of them from what I understood. But I could definitely see him leaving, whether it be by his own decision or being one of the first three out, in my opinion, from what I see.
I agree with first three out, and I think he's first one out.
You think he's first boot?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. CJ's making his claim right now. CJ's got CJ has no problem taking swings. So
get out of here, Chris Kattan. You suck. No.
I don't know about first one out, but I definitely don't see him lasting very, because I think first one out usually. I have another person that's going to be first one out, I think, and I'll tell you them later based on his history. But Chris Kattan, Night of the Roxbury. And 50% chance, over or under, that he quits?
Under.
I'll take the under.
I'm taking the over. I can see him.
The under, but he's like borderline.
Right there.
He's like 51-49%
Because I think even though this is how you get paid, I think that there's gonna be a point where he's like, yeah, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, what am
I'm not doing this. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, put him in like a diaper. He's got to carry around his bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, he's gonna be like, what has happened to my life?
I was not a featured player for 10 years to do this.
Yeah. What life decisions have led me to this point?
I just think he needs that check, and that's why he's not going anywhere until they kick him out, which is going to be like day two anyway.
Well, see, I don't think so. When you do like comedy like that, right? I don't know that you like don't have like residuals from all that SNL content for like 8 years.
Yeah. But is SNL like in syndication where he's getting residuals?
It's on Hulu. It's in syndication. It's everywhere. And he lived. He was a part of the like golden age of it. You know what I'm saying? Of SNL.
Yeah.
Well, he's not getting residuals from Night at the Roxbury, so.
No, he's not. And the movies he's done recently, a lot of TV movies. He was in Sharknado 5. That's one of CJ's favorites.
Well, 5? Hell yeah.
But you're right. He's not getting that many residuals. But he comes back occasionally from what it looks like here on SNL. Whenever like those old, those 90s performers pop up, he usually shows up to help out. One thing, though, that I think is extremely interesting is that one of his celebrity impressions that he used to do a lot on SNL was the next person that's on this cast. And that is Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC
fame. Y'all just wait a second.
Wow.
Just wait a second.
This is Chris Kirkpatrick now. Yeah. Listen. Go ahead, Kylie. I'm going to let you go first.
Let me just tell you about my love for Chris Kirkpatrick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take you back to a simpler time.
Mm-hmm.
1998.
Year, 1998.
The year is 1998. I am a teenage, not even a teenage girl. I'm a preteen. And my walls are covered in the likes of Justin Timberlake and Chris Kirkpatrick. And while he might have been a lesser heartthrob, he still stole the hearts of pretty much 90% of the female population that was born in the late to mid 80s.
Women always love a bad boy.
I mean, he had the braids, he had the beads, he could rock a jumpsuit.
Now, I, as well, did not have any photos on my wall, but I was a big NSYNC fan. NSYNC, it was NSYNC Backstreet Boys. CJ is a Backstreet Boys guy.
No.
I'm an NSYNC guy.
NSYNC all the way.
Yes,
me and Kylie. The very first concert I ever went to, like, I don't give a shit. I'm rooting for Chris all the way.
He's
the winner pick.
The year 98, when those simpler times, I remember turning on the Disney Channel, expecting to watch a Backstreet Boys concert with those free concerts they did. And for whatever reason, they didn't make it, but NSYNC came instead, along with Black. And I was like, these dudes dance and they sing and they do flips and shit. I'm a fan. I was also a preteen at the time. And I've been a fan ever since. Now, Chris was not my favorite. I was a big fan of Justin and JC, guys that are actually carrying the band. Yeah, I mean, the other ones were just there.
He's down the line, but
yeah,
he's still a part of it.
Yeah, Chris was there. He was like always the older looking guy because he is older than all of the other ones in the group. You also have Joey the fat one, Joey Fatone. And
time out. Can we talk about him for a second? Because he's out there working like an African. Like
he's just putting in that work. He's doing that Jamaican work. He's doing that Jamaican work.
Doing Family Feud. He has his show on Game Show Network, mm-hmm. and he just pops up on everything. I'm like,
I saw him on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives like a week ago, and he showed up because they were doing something in Orlando. He showed up and ate at the other guy's restaurant, and then had Joey do his restaurant. He had like a stand in like a mall. And they were doing hot dogs. And that's what they were doing. And like, they were really good, I guess. Guy was like raving about him, I guess.
He said he blew through all his NSYNC money.
They're working so hard because Backstreet Boys were better.
What? Backstreet Boys has a residency here in Las Vegas because none of them made it big alone. They needed each other forever because they wouldn't have made no money on their own. Anyway, we're here talking about Chris Kirkpatrick. A lot of people know. A lot of people don't know or don't know. Lance Bass is a huge Big Brother fan.
Huge.
He's a big fan.
But he also wants to be an astronaut. So what does that really tell you?
Well, here's the thing. Lance was also
a big cosmonaut, actually.
Yeah, he ended up being a cosmonaut. But Lance Bass is a huge fan of Big Brother and reality TV. That's his like thing. He is not on a bunch of stuff, but he like shows up to stuff.
Yeah.
And does stuff, and he has no problem doing stuff. So I think Chris Kirkpatrick has a good chance of doing well because I know the three lesser NSYNC people stay in real close touch to each other. You know, I know that for a fact.
Lance, I think there's a Chris great chance. Lance has really coached Chris, and I even think that Chris may be like somewhat of a Big Brother fan. I'm completely basing this on the fact that our girl Kat Dunn posted a video of her and Lance and Chris is like, who wants to see my HOH room? Like, he's already got the lingo. He's ready to go. I think Lance has coached him. I'm feeling good about it. I think he's got, you know, because he was kind of always like the silly one. Because, you know, like he wasn't the best singer. He wasn't the best dancer. He wasn't the best looking. He kind of had the best personality. So I think that he's got what it takes.
I think he had the highest voice, though. Because when he does that Drive Me Crazy, he does like all that falsetto on Drive Me Crazy on the first album. Yes, that's him. Shockingly. That's like the only time he had the real...
Yeah.
And then after that, they realized that it was Justin Timberlake or JC that needs to be taking care of everything. Yeah. So
they're like, what is this? No.
Everybody's in the background after that. But Drive Me Crazy at the very beginning when he's hitting that falsetto, like he has the best voice. So, if I was going in there, I would probably sing a little bit. You know what I'm saying? If I could sing. So that way people keep me around, I'll just hum a little tune in the Big Brother house. Because, you know, we can't. Oh, I wonder. Okay, so you know the Big Brother house, right? They can't have music. Like, they can't play the music. But if he sings NSYNC songs, does that count?
Right. Like, I would think he'd be able to.
Does he own the copyright?
Justin is like, hell no, boy, you don't talk about me. You don't sing our song. You got that shit on lock.
What if he just, like, sings his parts? You're all I am. And tell me what to... Back.
Crazy, crazy, yeah.
At least think about it.
We just did it all.
Wait, when he gets evicted, is he doing the bye 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 dance out the door?
Okay. Wait, let's just play some more bets because it's a 100% guarantee that he has a diary room session where he says bye 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 to somebody.
100%. 100%.
Oh, 100. 110%.
Listen. It would drive myself crazy if he did not do that. Because here we go. And God must have spent a little more time on them. I think they're going to just shove all of the song titles.
Yeah.
It's going to be some dirty pop in there while he's out there doing what he has to do. This, CJ, I promise you, that these will be.
It's going to be me.
All of this, he's gonna be doing all of it, and we're gonna see it all, and they're gonna make him do it. None of it's gonna be because he wanted to. All of it's because Big Brother's going to make him do it.
Yeah. How many times does he say bye bye bye? Over or under 5?
I think under 5. I think over on song titles. I think over 5 on song titles. I think bye 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 is twice. I think he says it early, and then I think he says it when he gets evicted.
Yeah.
But I think he's gonna be in there, and he's like, I knew it was gonna be me, and then They're going to be like, oh, that's great. And then they're going to say, like, I'm trusting Lamar in this, I promise you. And then you're like, oh, there you go. And
yeah.
And then, oh, Lamar, I want you back. Is that what he's going to say? You know, those are the things, how they're going to do it. It's going to be super cheesy. Wow.
It's tearing up my heart to do this.
Yes.
And he's going to do the motion. It's gonna... And if he doesn't, I'm going to be disappointed.
And Kylie's going to go, no, there are no strings attached to her feelings on this.
I've never been happier to talk about a contestant before. Like, truly, this makes my 12-year-old self very happy.
Then that, this she promises you. CJ, do you have any more thoughts on Chris?
Bye, bye, bye.
Nah, got it. Got it.
All right.
Over under that he quits, I think, way under. I think he's there for the long haul. I think he's there until he's gone.
Way under.
I don't know. I'm not saying winner. This is not, I don't know about winner pick. But next up, we have one of the housewives of Atlanta, I believe, Miss Cynthia Bailey.
Okay, well, she's pretty, but I don't know anything about her.
I know nothing about her myself. Let's see what we can figure out. All right, so Cynthia Bailey, she's on Real Housewives of Atlanta for several seasons. She was on the main cast. She was on this past season. She was on Real Housewives, Ultimate Girls Trip. She was another one, by the way, in Sharknado. She was in Sharknado 4.
Oh, 4? So she just missed Chris Kattan. Damn. But, you know, like, as alumni, do they connect over Sharknado?
Well, listen.
I'm pretty sure they have reunion movies.
You ready for this? Okay, so Carson Kressley was not in a Sharknado movie. Chris Kattan was in Sharknado 5. Chris Kirkpatrick was in Sharknado 3. And now we have Cynthia Bailey, who was in Sharknado, The Fourth Awakens. I think they just looked at Sharknado and was like, who can we get?
Who's here?
Is Tara Reid available? Can we get Tara Reid? Let's see what we can do. So we have another one from Sharknado. She was in How High 2. She was also, she's done a little bit of acting. She was in Cupcake Wars. Mainly her real claim to fame, though, is Real Housewives of Atlanta. There's always some housewives on these shows.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not like they're doing anything.
They're just hanging out. That's true. They're at the house. They're at the crib chilling.
Yeah.
They usually do well, too. Brandi Glanville did well. Candy did well.
Well, they got Tamar. Social game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're non-threatening.
So I think in any physical competition, Cynthia will be the first one to fall.
Okay.
But I also think her social game can take her to the final four. If she doesn't make anybody angry. Because you know them Real Housewives, they like to fight.
Yeah, they got a little bit of drama in them. Yeah. Innately. Like, but I think she was kind of maybe not one that was super drama, like reading about her. That because they like brought her on because they were trying to make it like a little more high class, is what I read.
Right.
So like she may not be crazy.
I could see that. Do you think that she's definitely spoke to Candy about this? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think I also heard that she's friends with Tamar also. So like, you know, Tamar could definitely coach her, give her some tips.
I think with the connections that she has to previous celebrities, specifically celebrity Big Brother contestants, I think there's a good chance that she ends up learning a thing or two and is going to be able to use it to last long in the house because they both were there for a while and was able to do well with being there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a question. Is all of this just a backdoor pilot to Real Housewives of Big Brother? Yes. They're both Viacom. Like,
actually, they're probably just casting for Sharknado 7. So
that's really what this is. This is okay. A Sharknado 7 casting call. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting because I don't know too much about the Housewives personally. I've never watched more than a single an episode or two. And that's only because some friends of mine who are like sisters to me, there are sisters, they would come and watch it at, when me and CJ had an apartment, they would come and watch it at our apartment. Just laying on our couch. And so we would, that was the extent of the Housewives I've ever seen. And they, and like you said earlier, they're penchant for drama, but they all seem to know how to finesse to get the bag. And I respect that.
Yeah.
So I could see her really sticking around, chatting with people, and going almost the distance, if not the distance. I'm not afraid.
I think it'll probably just come down to kind of if she has that competitive drive and a little bit of background game knowledge, you know, if she's done her homework from Tamar and Candy. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that she wins.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have her definitely going in the coming in the top three. I think.
Okay.
I could see that. I guess because all you do is like you just gotta use. I don't know how many strategists, like as we've gone through, other than Chris Kirkpatrick, if he really did listen to Lance, I don't really know where the strategists are.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, and I feel like in order to be one of the Housewives, you have to have a little bit of strategy going on. You know what I'm saying? You've had to have shaking the right hand. There's a lot of Housewives out there in the world. Not all of them are on the Real Housewives. You know what I'm saying? So in order to get there, I think you have to have, like, know who you need to talk to, especially to make it onto the spinoff franchise that's on Peacock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You had to be good enough and hanging around enough to make it that far. So I could see Cynthia making it deep in the game. And I don't think she quits. I don't think there's any chance she quits.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I won't completely rule it out. Like, you know, I feel like if you do have, I mean, they're all celebrities and, you know, probably are pretty cushy living, but you know, I just feel like if you're used to certain luxuries and then all of a sudden you're like in a house, you can't go outside, you got 10 other people there with you, you know, things, pressures can sit in. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I hear you. I don't believe it though. I don't see it. She gonna be here for the long haul.
Yep.
You know, yeah. Who might not be here for the long haul? The next person we got up, our boy Lamar Odom. NBA champion.
There's the winner.
husband, former husband of Khloe Kardashian. One time found in a brothel in Las Vegas, actually in Pahrump, and was on life support. Lamar Joseph Odom.
Fun fact for all the non-Las Vegans. Prostitution is not legal in Las Vegas. You got to go to Pahrump. So he at least did it properly, even though it almost killed him.
Yeah.
But did the prostitution almost kill him or did the drugs? So
it was the drugs.
Yes.
Yeah. It was the drugs. And then all the women, the drugs and the women and the drugs. They found he was comatose. He was he was unconscious in a Nevada brothel.
He was almost dead.
Yeah. But he's here. He's in the house. And I don't know if you guys know, what, last season, Meta World Peace?
Yeah, season one.
Season one, Meta World Peace. Lamar and Meta are very, very good friends.
Yeah, and former Lakers.
Yep, former teammates. Close to best friends. Ron Artest, Meta World Peace. He has a new name now. It's Meta World something else. He introduced Lamar to Khloe. Fun fact.
Okay.
Fun fact. Well,
like, I loved Chloe and Lamar together. Like, really, really, probably the only time I got into, like, following the Kardashians, and it was because of Chloe and Lamar. Like, I loved their relationship. I enjoyed watching them in particular. And so, like, when they got their divorce and the whole prostitution stuff, like, I was really upset for them because, despite, you know, everything against them, it did seem like they had a genuine love for each other. And so I am a Lamar fan, but I really just, like, I look at him and I see Meta 2.0. And they had a hard time keeping Meta in the house. Like, they were constantly having to talk him out of walking out the door. He missed his family. He missed his wife. Like, just mentally did not handle it well. And I'm just worried. I'm worried for our boy Lamar.
Well, so Lamar Odom played for the Clippers. He was drafted by the Clippers, played for the Heat for like a year, and then became a Laker after that. Mm-hmm. He's lived that LA lifestyle. Even if he misses his family, he's still close to home. He's not married, him and Chloe. I know how he has openly pined for Chloe and said he wanted to get back together. She has decided to date younger NBA players than her, than him.
I'm hoping that they get back together. I hope this is the catalyst that makes Chloe realize that she misses Lamar.
I hope she watches. She's watching and she's like, I want him back.
I don't see that happening.
He recently knocked out Aaron Carter in a celebrity boxing match that happened back last June.
Okay, so he's actually in sync.
He's got.
If he knocked him out, he was definitely a 98 Degrees fan. Those dudes were.
No, stars. I was thinking he knocked him out so that way he could say, that's why you never beat Shaq. And then he like let it be known. Because, you know, Eric Carter saying, you know, that's how I beat Shaq. And he's like, if you can't beat me, there's no way you could beat Big Diesel. Because they played on the same team. You know, that's what I figured.
You know how he beat Shaq? He fouled him. He sent him to the line.
That's how you beat Shaq. That's really how you beat Shaq. But we're not talking about that. Lamar, I don't know that Lamar stays in the house. I'm gonna be real. I don't think.
Taking the over on him. Leave. Way over. I'm really worried.
I'm taking the way over, and he's running as soon as he finds out it's not a brothel.
It's not that kind of house, not a whorehouse.
Yep.
No, like I think he's gonna be fun for like the first like 3 or 4 days, 5 days, and then he's gonna realize that this is just not his bag. Like, he did the reality show, he did Chloe and Lamar, but he's like, he hasn't done much after that in terms of like the celeb reality. He's not out there doing a bunch of TV and stuff. He did stuff that was associated with
his wife.
Yeah, and then he was on Dancing with the Stars, but that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
I feel like he never really wanted to be a celebrity. Like, he was a celebrity because of who he was with, not because he wanted to be a star.
Right.
Yeah. Because he does Keeping Up with the Kardashians in 2009. Before that, he was on Fantasy Factory the same year, and that was kind of it. There was no like celebrity reality stuff before that. In 05, he had a guest role on Entourage as Lamar Odom. He in 96, he was an artist as Lamar Odom. But that was kind of it. Like,
wow.
Beyond that, he is not over here doing a bunch of celeb reality stuff. So when he gets in the house, he's going to look around and be like, I don't want to do this.
I mean, like, I wish him well, but...
You know, it's gonna be a fun ride while he's there. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna talk about his championships. He might even mention Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe. Died 2 years ago. What, yesterday? He's gonna talk about that. I think that's it. I think that's all we got from him. I don't see a lot of strategy from Lamar. He is super duper tall though, so maybe there's some challenges at 6'10". Maybe there's some challenges that'll help with
a wall comp. Like, I want to see his big ass get strapped up there.
If he makes it to OTEV, he can literally take one step up that hill.
Is there OTEV in Celebrity Big Brother?
I think so.
All right. Then I would love to see him lankily pull himself up the
slide. I now want to see him on a wall.
Do you think, does he make it that far? Does he last long enough to be on the wall?
Maybe. I mean, like, the first Celebrity Big Brother, they, like, initially did an endurance comp. So, you know, it's not outside the realm of possibility that we get one that one.
Okay. I can see that. We'll see. We'll see how long Lamar lasts, if he even makes it that long in the house, unless he leaves before that. I think they're going to talk him into staying, like Meta. They're going to talk him into sticking around. You know, one person though that I do think this is the person I think is going to win, and the next person we have up is former bantamweight champion, UFC champion Misha Tate. Now,
I love Misha Cupcake Tate.
Misha Tate is a former champion. Does she beat Rousey?
Nah, that Rousey was her kryptonite. I think she faced her for a title 3 or 4 times and never beat her.
She beat Holly Holm, though.
Yes.
She beat Holly Holm because Holm took the title from Ronda, and then she took the title from Holly, and then Amanda Nunes, the Lioness, took the title from her and held it for a long time until she surprisingly lost it recently. Misha Tate is a champion. She is a MMA fighter. She is a person that surprisingly came out of retirement recently and is starting to make these celebrity reality appearances, I think.
I don't know anything about her. Never heard her name.
Oh, well then sit down. Let us tell you about her.
Educate me.
So Misha Tate was one of the pioneers of women's MMA. Like, way back in the way back when Dana White said there will never be a woman fighting in UFC, she was one of the ones tearing it up in Strikeforce. And then she lost the title to Ronda Rousey. And then Ronda Rousey was such a star that Dana White said, okay, women, you can come fight here. So before there was Ronda Rousey, there was one of them that was there. You can't say it was just her, but one of them was Misha Tate.
Well, it says back in 2013, Dana credited her with Rousey for bringing women's MMA to UFC because he watched that fight, the fight that you're talking about where Rousey beats her and takes the title, where he was like, all right, we could have ladies fight in the UFC.
Yep.
She then goes on and she gets a title match against Rousey, and Ronda beats her like she does so often. Every time she fought Ronda, she would lose. But other than Ronda Rousey, she stacked together an impressive set of wins all the way to losing to Ronda Rousey again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she fought for a long time, and then she retired, I want to say, like back in 2018, 2019, she retired.
She retired in 2016, and she came back last summer.
Yes. Okay. She retired, went away, and she had a kid. And then she came back as a mom and, like, won her first match, lost her second match, but came back, won her first match. She's the former Fighter of the Year multiple times, Fight Night winner, Fighter of the Night winner, Female Fighter of the Year back in 2011, Comeback Fighter of the Year in 2016. She's a beast. Did Michelle Waterson compete?
Was she on the challenge?
She was on Champs versus Stars for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say. I remember her name. I feel like she was on the challenge. She was not on Big Brother.
So Michelle Waterson is like an MMA fighter. Misha Tate is the supreme MMA fighter that you're going to get here. She is like of the Chuck Liddell ilk in terms of top tier.
Okay. And we've also had Chuck Liddell. So
she will be a UFC Hall of Famer when her career is done.
Yes. And so, but like I was saying, real celebrities, though you didn't know Misha Tate's name, Kylie, because you're probably not a big MMA person.
I mean, like, I know Ronda Rousey, and like, I know a lot of the men fighters, but not like a super big UFC person.
So with she is the one right after Ronda Rousey. That's the name, because Ronda Rousey used to beat her just like up and down like a ragged dog. But so
Ronda, here, let's do this. Ronda Rousey was in sync and Misha Tate was the Backstreet Boys.
Okay, got it. Boom.
Okay, I'm glad you made that connection.
What does Misha Tate have that is going to make her win Celebrity Big Brother?
So she is a fighter, not just a physical fighter.
Literally?
She's literally a fighter, but she's going to be someone that's going to stick in there and last. I also think that she's going to be a decent strategist. Being a fighter, when you're an MMA fighter, you're working with someone to develop a strategy to win this one-on-one matchup, right? Whereas with Lamar's on a team, there's a coach, someone's writing up the plays. In this situation, Misha's in there by herself. She needs to figure out the strategy. I think she can figure out the strategy to stick around. On top of that, she has a podcast with Renee Paquette, and she's very personable on that podcast. So being able to talk to people, have different guests, and get along with people is not going to be something that's going to be a problem for her. In addition to all of that, she is going to be good at the physical competitions because she's not very large. So if she needs to sit there on a wall, she can. She's not slow, so she'll be able to be quick around. And she's decently strong.
But you think she's got the social game also.
Okay. And she's only 35 years old, so she's also young. So she'll be able to connect. She's a mom, though, so she can connect on that end with people. I think she's going to be great to get along with. And having to navigate the male-dominated world of MMA and to still be at the top of her game, even when women weren't allowed in the door, I think all these things will have Misha Cupcake Tate doing what she has to do.
Okay.
And I agree with 95% of what you said. I think she's going to go far, but the reason I don't think she's going to win is because I think she's going to be too good at competitions. I think because she's the only active athlete in the house right now, I think she's going to be in the best shape. So these endurance comps are going to be looking at her. Even if she doesn't win, they're going to be like, man, Misha always goes far. Man, Misha's good at strategy. Man, Misha's good at this. I can't beat Misha at the end. And that's why I think she's going to lose.
Yeah, too good.
Yeah.
That's not a terrible guess, because she's going to know she's an MMA fighter to begin with. I think I can see her having an alliance with Lamar for being both athletes. But beyond that, I think you're right. I think people are going to figure her to be a big threat. And so she's got to navigate those waters. But through them, I think that's how I see it ending. If she can navigate those waters, she'll make it through.
She's my number one in the house. I'm going to be pulling for her, but she's not my pick to win.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we have Shayna Mokler.
Oh, you missed one.
Who?
You skipped Mirari.
Oh, I don't even have her picture.
Olympic medalist.
Oh, man.
I mean, I did the same thing when she showed up. I was like, I don't know who that is. Continue.
I don't even know how to say her name. Okay.
So I think it's Mirai Nagasu.
Thank you, next.
She's also an athlete. So she's an American women's figure skater, the first or the third woman ever to land a triple axel at the Olympics, which if you know anything about figure skating, that's really difficult. And I believe she's the youngest woman to ever make the U.S. national team.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I'm so sorry for leaving her out, man. I didn't even have her picture queued up. I was very surprised to see her on this cast because I didn't know who she was.
She's also young. She's 28. She's 28, so she's young. But when I said, you know, Misha Tate's the only active athlete, she's 28. That's, you know, grandmother in figure skating. And if she was still an active athlete, she'd be at the Olympics and not on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah. And, I mean, I feel like, obviously, being a figure skater, like, that is going to play well for her, like, in endurance comps. Like, that may be your girl's you know, challenger.
See, challenger. I could also see them just having a secret alliance. We're both there strong women. Let's work together.
There she is right there. Threw up on the screen. Yeah, I could definitely see her trying to. I think it doesn't help that, like, I forgot about her. she's an Olympic medalist, but she's very young comparatively. I don't see how people are going to flock to her.
Right. I mean, there's not anything about her that makes you think, okay, you know, like, she's going to have the, with, we don't know anything about her. Like, so we're really just basing this off of what we know pretty much about the other people. There's not anything that in her profile makes you think, okay, everyone's going to be drawn to her.
Right. She also competed on Dancing with the Stars, as most of these are one to do.
Yeah.
Same circuit.
Yep. What did she do on Dancing with the Stars?
She's a figure skater. Oh. She probably went pretty far.
Yeah.
I would hope so, because it's in, like, her blood, right? Like, that's kind of like how she was eliminated fifth.
That's surprising. But you know what? Jennifer Hudson didn't win American Idol either.
She was on as a guest judge on RuPaul's Drag Race. So.
Okay. Well, so she's eliminated fifth. The people that beat her out, she was tied for fifth. She lost to Tanya Harding, who was a former figure skater. Josh Norman, cornerback, who they usually have pretty good moves. And Adam Rippone, Olympic figure skater.
Wow. She made it to the athlete portion.
Yeah. That's kind of how that went.
And, you know, with all those names, it's a popularity contest, and I know all those other names.
Yeah.
For sure.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that being the reason that she's gone. So, I can't make any large judgments based on that.
Yeah. I don't know anything about her. No opinion.
No clue. No idea who she is. She's a figure skater. I just don't think she's going to be able to connect. That's just my honest opinion.
Yeah.
These people are older. They have more life experience. They've been doing other things. So, and she's not working the celebrity reality circuit. She might even be in there fangirling a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll see. Fangirling would be endearing to your competitors, and maybe they want to keep you around.
I don't think she quits, though.
No. I don't think you see many athletes quit. I say that. Meta's like the only one that has.
But Meta's a different breed. I mean, you don't know about Ron Artest. Listen.
No, I do know about Ron Artest.
Okay. Do you know the Malice in the Palace?
Yeah.
Ron Artest is a different person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That was Lamar's that same. They're bred from the same thing there.
They kind of are. I'm not going
to lie. Yeah, they really are. Yeah.
There's a reason they're good friends, man. There's a reason they're good friends. Now we're going to move on to Shayna Mokler.
Okay.
Boom. There she is. Smoke show.
So I have a fun story about Shayna Mokler.
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So I've known Kevin for a very long time. And way back in the way back, we met working at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to run Space Mountain. And one of the days I was there, this was back when Shayna Mokler was famous for being on, was it Meet the Barkers, when she was married to Travis Barker? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes into the ride and she's trying to act like she's this huge celebrity, like went and got her face painted like little kids so that people wouldn't recognize her. And she's like, oh, don't look at me. I don't know who you don't know me. I'm like, I don't know who you are. You have a guest services person with you. So, like, obviously you have money or you might be famous. I don't know. I don't care. So she, like, comes and she, like, doesn't ride the ride. She takes her kids on. She walks through the rocket. She comes and stands next to me because I'm at the console on the exit side. And the whole time she's standing there, she's just pulling one of these, trying to not be seen. And people are just walking by her. No one cares. And someone comes up to me and they're like, do you know who she is? I'm like, no, and I don't care. Like, it's Shayna Mokler.
Still don't
Oh, know. You mean the girl on Meet the Barkers? Yeah, man. Yeah. Okay, cool. Keep it moving. Yeah. You are not that famous. You're like a D-list celebrity. Nobody cares about you. Like, we're going to Disneyland. I got starstruck one time. It was not her.
Who was it?
Chris Kirkpatrick.
David Beckham. No. David Beckham. And we met. I was also at Space Mountain. I was putting people in rockets, grouping them, saying, you know, row one, row two, whatever. I get a tap on the shoulder. I turn around, and it's David Beckham, and I could just.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But it wasn't because he was cool. It's because he was so pretty. He's the prettiest person I've ever seen.
Victoria Beckham was there, too, and she was very pretty, too.
She was not there. It was just him. She was off with the girl.
I thought that was the day. Oh, I was at Autopia that day. They came there also. Nice. And it was the same slack jawed look everybody had. They were a very attractive couple. So, but Shayna Mokler, she's former wife of Travis Barker, former Miss USA, former playmate. Just, you know, out here doing celebrity stuff.
Yeah.
She's kind of an actress, but not really. She's right. Kind of a, you know, just dates superstars, but not really. She's just doing
Okay, here's a conspiracy theory.
Do her and Lamar have a little Kardashian bashing?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Are they going to go in there? Are they just going to, like, go in deep? Is she going to be like, tell me everything you know about Courtney? I need everything on Courtney because Courtney's now the stepmother of my children.
And apparently they got together while her and Travis were still together. So, like, she got some beef with Courtney Kardashian.
Does she go and she's like, Lamar, I need to know everything.
Wow.
Everything. How can I ruin her life?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I can see it.
100% chance the Kardashians did not sign the disclosure to be discussed on Celebrity Big Brother.
So we will not see any of it on TV. 1,000%. But, you know, if they talk about it in the house and they, like, mention names, but not names, on the live feeds.
Yeah, we'll get scenes cut continuously. Yes,
constantly. You're never going to know what they're talking about because there's no way Chris allowed this to be on the on there.
None. So you're just going to be looking at the fish tank.
Yeah. Or the puppies or whatever they have this year.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting because when you bring that up, I think this is the closest they're going to get to a Kardashian, short of Larsa Pippen, who definitely would also do this. Yeah. But, like, claim she won't do it, but, like, will definitely do the show.
I think they could get, like, Rob.
I don't think Chris signs off on that.
I think that eventually, give it 5 years. I mean, Rob is just falling further and further back. Or we're definitely going to get Caitlyn.
I can see it's getting Caitlyn. I can see it's getting Tyga.
Or Black China.
I could definitely see us getting Black China. Like, they didn't make the call. They should have made the call. They could have definitely got Black China.
They could have done the whole damn season with Kardashian exes. Chris Humphrey, Lamar, Kanye.
No, Ye's not doing this show. Ye is too big for this. Yeah, Ye is too big for this.
But we could have got Caitlyn.
You could have got Caitlyn. You're right. I think you could have. You could have got Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush, yeah. Like, Scott Disick.
Definitely could have got Ray J.
You could have got Ray J.
Definitely could have got Ray J. Get to the bottom of this. For the Love of Ray J, one of our favorite shows. We used to watch it at our apartment with a lot of friends.
Yep.
Each week.
Appointment for the Love television.
If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's on streaming somewhere. Shayna Mokler, does she quit?
There's a chance.
No. I don't think she quits because I think she's going to be the house guest that's sleeping in the back of every shot.
Just there.
She's there and she's asleep. And she shows up for competitions. She doesn't get a whole lot of screen time. And she'll get eliminated in the middle and people will be like, who's that?
I think you're right. I don't think she has a lot of screen time because I think a lot of her conversations will be about the Kardashians or about Travis Barker. And neither one of them signed the release. None of them signed the release. So
yeah,
we won't see any of her content. It won't make air, and that'll just kind of be it. I don't think she quits, but I also think that she's a non-entity.
I'll take the over. I think she might.
I'm taking the under. CJ's taking the under. Kylie's got the over. Kylie would win the money if she does quit. Next up, the fake money. We have Teddy Mellencamp.
She's pretty.
Very pretty. I have no idea who she is. She's a housewife.
So, yep.
Same she's thing. The daughter of John Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh. Nope, I figured there had to be a connection there. Oh, wow, Kylie. That's a rough one. Who you is don't it? Know who John Cougar Mellencamp?
No.
He has some real popular music. Free Fallin'.
Okay.
It's him.
I mean, I know that song.
I believe that's him. If I had that right. Tom Petty, that's right, and then the Heartbreakers.
Yeah.
John Cougar Mellencamp, popular music. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but it's definitely very popular before our time. Let me pull some of it up. I don't have any like ready to go, but John Cougar Mellencamp is a who anyone's watching.
So I'll say so while you look that up, Teddy's one of the Real Housewives. She's from Beverly Hills. She's 40. I'm guessing she's a mom. I don't know anything about her other than she's the daughter of John Mellencamp, which I found out this morning because I had never heard of her until the cast listing came out.
No opinion on her either.
I'm assuming that she's going to be a fan of the show, right? Because I think Jack and Diane is a little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. No?
Didn't Jake Owens just cover that too?
He like did like a part of it, yeah. Wow, Kylie.
Oh, sidebar. Oh, Robert down here.
So, sidebar. Jack and Diane, names on Black-ish, one of my favorite inside jokes in any TV show.
I think so too. It's really, really funny. It's really funny that they have it up that they named them Jack and Diane. It's you know, a shout out to this. I can't believe you don't know that. Anyway, thanks, Bob, with the Jack and Diane comment out there.
Don't know.
I assume that she's probably a fan, right? Because of all of the people they could have got from Beverly Hills, I think Teddy is like volunteering. That's just the feeling I get from looking at a little bit of pregame stuff and realizing that I don't know her at all. But she has a podcast, Teddy T-Pod. She does trends and entertainment, family life, stuff like that.
I think she also has an athleisure wear company, if I remember correctly, or some kind of clothing company.
Yeah, I think so too. She's All In by Teddy, a lifestyle fitness company. She's going to be athletic. She's going to be a little personable. She's only 40. She's not very old.
Yeah.
I would take her as one of the overs to quit because I could see her just being like, I miss my family. I want to get out of here. Let me go home.
I take it as an under for her because I think that she knows how this thing works really. Like she's done Real Housewives for like the last 3 years.
I have no opinion. Yeah. None opinion.
I'll know nothing about her. I'm looking forward to meeting her next Wednesday.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know nothing about her neither, but I'm here trying to just figure it out as we look. Kylie, stop trying to quit on us.
I quit on her.
Fine. You're right. You did quit on her, not on us. We're coming to the end of this thing. We have two people left. Next up is Todd Bridges.
Okay.
Kylie, do you know who this is?
I do.
Okay. We're in better shape right here.
Yeah.
Todd Bridges, different strokes. Everybody hates Chris. World's dumbest. He hosted that show. He was in Are We There Yet? Todd Bridges, his biggest claim to fame, though, is he was the Willis that was talking.
What are you talking about, Will?
He was the one. He was the Willis in the different strokes back in the early 80s.
He's who we were talking about.
Yep.
Willis.
I, you know, sadly, he's the only one still alive from different strokes. Everybody else has passed that was associated with that show. Recipes Gary Coleman. And he was on drugs, like heavy.
Yep.
Heavy. And he got clean. He got clean and he's changed, turned his life around, he's been able to make appearances. And so him doing this show, I am not surprised. I think he was on Surreal Life, maybe. I'm just guessing right here. I'm not sure. I mean,
that seems like
I feel like it fits the bill. Like I feel like it fits the bill. Or maybe Gary Coleman was on Surreal Life. And
Gary Coleman,
that's just what happened
on Surreal Life.
Yeah. Gary Coleman was. I'm looking at his wiki and I don't see that listed.
Okay. You know, and it's Willis, we play Willis Jackson. I'm just excited.
Yeah.
He did celebrity boxing. He did celebrity boxing. I'm just excited for him.
And this is also like a legitimate celebrity. Like, yes, from a little bit back, but he's a legitimate celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's got a resume, a real one.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. He's done a lot of stuff. And then he's been able to utilize his celebrity, especially after getting clean back in the 90s. He's been able to utilize the celebrity that he had as a kid celebrity and just keep it going to make those appearances, those guest appearances late in the game.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's like 56. He's over 56. Out here getting it. I saw him recently, actually. I was watching on ABC, they do some of their old sitcoms. They redo them as like a live reading with people playing the other parts.
I thought and that they was did just a COVID thing.
No, they're still doing it. They do it every once in a while. They did it this past like Christmas time with Kevin Hart playing Gary Coleman's character Arnold and Damon Wayans, I believe, played Todd Bridges' character. And it was funny. But Todd Bridges did the opening of the show because they usually bring someone back to do it. They had, like Lisa, they did Facts of Life episode 2 and had Lisa Welchel of Survivor Philippines fame. Mm-hmm. They had her sing the opening of the Facts of Life one. And Kim Fields was there. It was cool. But I saw Todd Bridges do that, and you know that's when he mentioned, you know, I'm glad I could be here to represent, even though so many from my show are no longer with us. We were out here and able to do. I'm here, you know, representing Dana Plato, Gary Coleman, the old dude that played Arnold, Conrad Bain, the old dude, you know. He's like, you know, I was able to hear to represent all of them. So I thought that was cool.
That is cool. So we've done, you know, like how many times will Chris make references to NSYNC songs? How many times do we hear what you're talking about, Willis?
At least twice.
I'd say seven. Because I can even see it being like a montage.
But it's such a short episode that or like there's only what 15 episodes. I don't see them saying it that often.
I see it being like a montage where they're like, oh my gosh, Todd Bridges is here. What you talking about, Willis? And they do like a whole thing.
I could do that. I could see him saying, no, you know what? It's not even gonna be like that. It's literally gonna be, even though he's not the one to ever say the line, it's gonna be, what you talking about, Lamar? And then they're going to be like,
or some type of variation.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. What you talking about, Teddy? And then they're like, ah. Yeah. Ah, that's so funny. Ah. You know how Big Brother likes with the camp. They like to do all the campy stuff as much as they can. And I think that's what we're going to see.
Yeah.
I don't think he quits.
No, he won't quit.
I think he sticks around. I think he's there as long as he wants to be. And then eventually he's going to be like, all right, guess it's my time. And this is going to be his time. He's going to have made it like final eight.
Yeah.
Final nine.
So like, oh. I think he's going to need a life vest. He's definitely going to be a floater in the house.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to see like him really connecting with somebody. Like he's a little bit older than a lot of them. Just there's not that obvious connection. Like, you know, you don't just see him like hitting it off with old, you know, Teddy and
It's going to be him and Carson Kressley. I'm telling you, they're going to be best friends.
I'll be watching for it. I'm going to be watching for it. Lastly, we have singer, dancer, order, singer, rapper, Todrick Hall.
Todrick has a great chance of winning.
Todrick is my pick to win.
Yeah.
I think Todrick is first out.
Wow.
Let me tell you guys.
You want me to go first?
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I love Todrick Hall for this game. But just like Shannon Elizabeth, who was a huge, huge fan of Big Brother.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you know Shannon Elizabeth is a huge Big Brother fan?
Mm-hmm.
No, did not know. Also haven't thought about her since I was like 16.
Right. And that's when CJ thought a lot about her, if you know what I mean. But she was a contestant on the first season.
Yeah.
She came in. I don't even think she was playing too hard. I don't think she was playing too hard at all.
She was kind of playing a little bit hard, and she went off. Like, she broke the spelling game.
She's a huge fan.
She broke the game. They've never done it again since then.
And she was one of the first ones gone. They just...
Yeah. She was the first boot. She was playing kind of hard. She got caught up a little bit, and they booted her. I think Todrick will get to run because Shannon Elizabeth crawled. So I think that she laid the groundwork of how not to play as a true super fan, and Todrick is going to learn from that. I think he's going to do extremely well. He's going to crush it.
I hope he does. I hope you're right.
Like, because... he's got so much. Like, I feel like he can connect with damn near everybody on the cast. Like, he can connect with Chris because he's a singer. You know, he can connect with people because he's been a reality star. He's, you know,
he can connect with Chris Kattan because they got jokes.
Like, really, he's completely well-rounded.
So here's the thing, though. Okay, two big fans of the show, both Jonathan Bennett and Shannon Elizabeth. Known fans of the show. Both of them did celebrity. Both of them out first. Shannon Elizabeth actually was out third, but she went right after Chuck Liddell, and who was not really wanted to be there, and Keisha Knight Pullman, who didn't really want to be there. Yeah, and then Shannon was, and mainly because she won the veto the first time and was in the run the second time. So, otherwise she would have been gone before that. But I think that's why I'm afraid for Todrick. That's why I'm afraid for Todrick. Because like I said, he hosted Big Brother 23 and a half, you know what I'm saying, at his house. Yeah. He's gone to every, like, finale party over the last, like, 3 or 4 years. There's just too much of known that he's, like, here for the fandom, for himself, his own fandom, that I think people are going to be like, he's got to go.
It's just a matter of, like, because I don't feel like as an actual celebrity, he's that well-known. Like, I don't know him from anything but being, like, I know I know what he's done, but I found out about him because of his Big Brother fandom. And so, like, do other celebrities actually know Todrick Hall and know that he is a huge Big Brother fan?
Fair.
So, like, I know him from his Beauty and the Beast YouTube video, which is hilarious. But one of the things that he'll have going for him as a super fan that the others didn't is he's actually a low-key phenomenal athlete, being such a good dancer. And I think that's going to help him in endurance comps in a way that the other two didn't have that leg up.
Yeah.
And I think I'm picking right now, him and Cynthia are going to be the final two.
Shit and Elizabeth won the first veto comp. She came out blazing. She's a strong competitor too.
Yeah.
I just hope that Todrick doesn't have to win to stay alive.
Yes. That's always a problem for anybody though.
Yeah.
Nah, because if I played it in a game, I don't have to win to be there. I could be there on my social merit. And I'm not looking like a dangerous threat. And I think Todrick's dangerous.
I think Todrick will be able to stay there because of his social game. Because I think he'll get a core four of him and three others. And that's who he's going to ride with to the end.
Okay, I can see that.
And yeah, I think it'll be him.
Great chance.
I think I think it's him. I think it's Cynthia. I think it might be Todd Bridges just because he's there. Like, he's just going to be in the room when things get decided and be like, sure, whatever, I don't care. I don't know who their fourth would be, though.
Misha Tate.
Cressley? See, I don't... Misha Tate. I think Todrick is going to identify Misha as a threat, and that's why I don't think she's going to win. I don't see those two working together. Mm. I would love it because they'd be my two favorites, but I don't see it happening.
There's a 0% chance Todrick Hall quits this game. There is a 0% chance he quits this game. Yeah. Zero.
Not happening.
I'm not even, if he quit, I'll eat my shoe. Okay, that's how I'm sure.
They will literally have to remove him from the house so that he's not there when the Big Brother 24 house guests come.
That's how much hide. He's going to go hide in the have not room.
Yeah.
Just so that way he's there in the house.
Do a search, hide and go veto his ass because he's going to be there.
When they do hide and go veto, he's there. That's funny. So that is the cast. Let's go through them just real fast one more time. We have Carson Cressley, Chris Kattan, Chris Kirkpatrick, Cynthia Bailey, Lamar Odom, Misha Tate, Marari. What's her last name? Marari. I have it here. Nagasu. Marari Nagasu, Shannon Mokler, Teddy Mellencamp, Todd Bridges, Todrick Hall. Let's do a little bit of a draft, guys. Let's pick some players here for this. I think since I won the Survivor draft this season when I came on as a guest, I think I'm going to pick the order.
Okay,
and pick the order. CJ, I had a lot of luck in the number one spot last time. I'm going to give that same luck to you, my friend. You're going to go first. I'm going to go second. Kylie's at the turn. We're going to leave two. Snake draft. We're going to leave two for the fans. That's what we do here for the fans. Leave some stuff for the fans. CJ, you got first pick. Go ahead, man.
I mean, I just said who I think is going to win, so I'm taking Todrick.
All right, Todrick Hall first off the board. Y'all heard my winner pick. I'm taking Miss Misha Tate.
Okay, and I pretty much gave my winner pick of Chris Kirkpatrick.
I am let's shocked.
Let's go in sync.
Shocked.
Chalk so far. Now, this is where it gets dicey. Kylie, who you taking next?
Gosh, I want to take Lamar Odom. you know what? Let's give me Teddy.
Okay.
Don't know anything about her. I just think she's going to be chill. I think that she can navigate it.
Teddy Mellencamp off the board to Kylie. I'm going to go with Miss Cynthia Bailey. I think Cynthia has a good chance of winning this thing. She's a former pageant queen, entrepreneur. She is a housewife. She's doing all the right things. I'm taking Cynthia Bailey. CJ, who are you taking next?
I'm like scrambling to get my card in now.
It's hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Give me Mirai. I think as she's young, she's 28. That, you know, four, I can see Todrick pulling her in, and I can see them just doing a lot of TikTok dances together. So give me her.
Okay, okay. And you're here at the turn, CJ. So who's your next one right here?
Oh, this is so hard. Give me not Chris Kattan, because I don't think he's going to be there very long. Give me Carson Kressley.
Okay.
I think he's going to be likable enough to stick around for a while.
All right, Carson Kressley to CJ. I'm going to take Todd Bridges right here. Right here, right now, I'm taking Todd Bridges. I think he has that dark horse winner appeal. This is a winner. We're just picking a winner here. This is what we're looking for. And now, lastly, Kylie, you have to pick between Chris Kattan, Shayna Mokler, Teddy Mellencamp? No, you're taking Teddy.
Lamar.
Oh, are you taking Lamar right now? Are you just going to do it? Are you just going to do it, Kylie? He fell back to you.
You know what? YOLO. Give me Lamar.
Yes! Lamar Odom off the board. That means Bob and the fans get to have Chris Kattan and Shayna Mokler. Congratulations to the fans that are out there. Kylie, run through the teams real fast.
All right. So, Kevin, you've got Misha, Cynthia, and Todd.
Let's go.
CJ, you got Todrick. I can't say her name. Mirari and Carson. And me coming up from the bottom with the three finalists, Chris Kirkpatrick, Teddy Mellencamp, and Lamar Odom, your winner of Celebrity Big Brother 3.
I'll give you the win right now if you can explain how those three work together.
Yeah, come up to it. Tell me right now how those three are going to get together and work. How do you see it? She's thinking. She can't seem to figure it out. It's not working.
You know, like sometimes people are just drawn. Who would think that me, this little girl from Texas, would be doing a podcast with these two handsome men from Las Vegas? Like, this is my three right here.
I agree. I like that. That is, I don't know that they work together just like us, but we're here and we got it done. Thank you guys for joining us. We have Bob in the chat. He said that he's rooting for Todd, not Todrick. He's rooting for me and Todd. I appreciated Todd Bridges.
Nah, he hit enter too soon. That's all that was.
he put two D's. Kylie, you had anything? Where can people find you, Kylie?
Just floating these for the fan streets. You can find us in the Facebook group. We will have a game night coming up sometime in the month of February. And, you know, just kicking off some Celebrity Big Brother coverage. And that's what we got going on.
Perfect. CJ, where can they find you?
Find me on the socials at Keyboard Sarcasm, all one word. I'm looking forward to being on here talking about some celebrities playing some Big Brother.
Perfect. If you want to hear more from CJ, you can listen to the DCOM After Dark podcast that's up right now. Me and him with our friend Lindsay talked about some Camp Rock a little while ago. That's been up all month of January. And then next month we will be having a new podcast up. We do it once a month. So check that out. You can find me at KG Fury on all social network stuff. We will be doing regular coverage of Celebrity Big Brother, probably one or two episodes a week. We're still figuring that out because the breakneck pace that Celebrity Big Brother goes, I will not be able to keep up with. But we're going to figure out a time that that works. We're going to be here regularly. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you're checking out live for the fans on Facebook, on YouTube.
And
also, do it, Kylie.
Exciting.
Tell them.
Is you are now about to be able to get For the Fans entertainment in all podcast platforms. Apple Podcasts, right. Google Podcasts, Spotify. We're going to be everywhere. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast feed.
Yes, you can check it out. For the Fans, it is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the things. Check that out. Listen up. Listen to us while you go to work. It's going to be great. Thank you. Goodbye.